Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic,
how you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinkin' Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Couldn't be any more hungover today. Why is this not a holiday? I don't know. So we're a week away from President's Day. Let's just make it Super Bowl weekend. And call it a day, dude. We shouldn't be here.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about presidents.
No, me neither, dude.
Why would we take a day to honor assholes? Fucking cares about these dicks.
I mean, at least it's... aren't they splitting the diff between Washington and Lincoln's birthday?
I think so, but then let's call it that. Call it those two.
The Washington Lincoln.
Yeah.
No reason to celebrate Franklin Pierce.
The Link Wash. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about Taft. I don't need any of those goddamn holidays. Juneteenth, we have a holiday for that, but not the day after the Super Bowl. She's everybody the day off. Even my 5-year-old was just like, bro, I'm not going to kindergarten today.
A lot of juice boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I go, I get it, bro. If you want to stay home, stay home. Yeah. So he ended up staying home.
It was a long weekend.
It was, dude. And I don't give a shit. He's 5. Yeah.
I found
out. You want to take the day off? Have fun.
I found out something really important this weekend, actually.
What's that?
So apparently, well, it wasn't me is not the appropriate response when the vet tells you your dog is pregnant. And now I know that. So,
is your dog pregnant?
No, I made that up.
Okay. That would have been wild.
She's fixed, but I kind of do want a female dog now to get pregnant so I can say that to the vet.
Yeah, it'd be great. You know? It wasn't me.
Hey, it wasn't me. I'm Shaggy over here, bud.
I see what you're seeing over there on the monitor.
I know what you're thinking.
That wasn't me. Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, but I swear to God, I did not come in that dog.
I did not ejaculate inside my own dog. No. You have my word on that.
But if I did, it'd be okay because it's my dog.
It is. Right? Can they charge you for that?
Like the vet?
No.
How much would that even cost?
No. As far as a criminal charge.
Yeah.
You can't fuck your dog?
No, and you definitely can't cream pie him.
Really?
It's the rules.
What are the rules? What's the law on that?
Can't do that.
No dog fuckers?
No cream pies, especially.
No shit.
Yeah, I think that's
I didn't know that.
I think that's an escalator. You get more time for that.
If it's your own dog,
you pull it out,
tell
right?
On you
pull it out, right? Like, nah, man. Damn, was I supposed to?
Are the memes this week going to be as dark as this conversation right here? Good.
Yeah, they're rough, man.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I need something to shake this hangover, so I need some dark, dark ass memes here to start off the top. So let's do it, by the way.
Yeah, Bob, you want to get these going? The first one is called Real Men of Genius, and it's from NDK Fabworks, who made our lovely sign, the one you're wearing on your head right there.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. He made These Colors Don't Run?
Well, he didn't make that design, but he made that little plastic sign.
Okay. This hat's available at drinkingbros.com. What do we got
Bob,
here, Bob? What do we have first?
Yeah, it's a... It's a Reddit post from the subreddit r opiates, and it says, the title is, I bought a pocket pussy to hide my dope in the car. Mm-hmm. I just ordered a fleshlight and going to keep it in my car. I doubt a cop is going to stick his finger up in it to get my dope. Hope this helps someone else maybe get the one that looks like an asshole to really freak him out. Now, this, when he says dope, he's talking Al Swearengen heroin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That type of dope, not you know, your dad being like, are you smoking dope and it's marijuana?
So this was hardcore hair on.
I think so.
And he's hiding it in a pocket pussy because he assumes that cops don't want to look inside of it. And I think if you can make that thing smell, like whatever, right?
If it's wet and it's stinky, they're not going to check.
Yeah, and if there's like pubes around the outside of it.
Mm-hmm. So I agree with that. What was the final verdict here? Did they end up catching this guy?
We don't know. It worked.
Good.
We'll call him and find out.
Yeah, because look, let's face it. That would have hit the smoking gun if homeboy would have gotten popped for this.
You would think so, yeah.
So good for him. And I love the idea. I'm with you. Lube it up at the end. Make it stink a little. I would use it 1 to 3 times first and then hide my dope in there. Because heroin's expensive, and it's obviously a big jail term if you get caught with something like that. So,
yeah,
go the extra mile, cream pie that thing a couple times, and then I think your secret's safe with yourself there.
Yeah. Next one is three openings.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Okay. Bob.
This appears to be a nice woman interviewing He-Man for a job. The cartoon character, and she says, okay, He-Man, I have three openings available. And He-Man says, anal, please.
There you go. Oh, boy.
That reaction gif.
I know.
It's really doing it for me.
It's the reaction gif next to it. It's the look on her face as the boss.
It's He-Man doing anal.
Because yeah.
Of course he would go anal.
Of course.
The hole he's most comfortable with, certainly.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, certainly, because, I mean, I don't know if we thought about it growing up, but He-Man's definitely gay.
He's
gay.
On. Is he really?
I mean, look at his fucking haircut. That's a lesbian haircut.
I just thought he was German, you know? Then which is the thing, gay or German?
Yeah, that's true.
Look at the quads on He-Man. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. This is what I show.
And he's manscaped from head to toe, except for the fucking weird banged Bob haircut.
Maybe you're right.
Not dude. Bob like hot Bob, but Bob like obviously. The Bob haircut.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And he could be German too, because that looks like an iron cross on his chest. So
it does. It definitely does.
I never really noticed that before, but that's pretty Nazi of him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Is that a Nazi symbol on He-Man?
Well, it's been used.
It's a German symbol.
It's also was used by the Crusaders back in the day, right?
Yeah.
This blocky cross or whatever, square cross, so don't read too much into it.
Okay.
This next one's called Not in My House.
All right. Not in My House. Let's see this fucking thing here. Oh man, dude.
It's a golden retriever.
Yep.
Wearing
I love this. This is so good.
Sitting in a chair wearing a camo hat with a Budweiser in front of him.
Yeah.
Bud Heavy,
yeah. Saying, my daughter ain't dating no chocolate lab.
This is one of my favorite ones.
This is a really good one, time. Dude. This is why you sign up for Patreon.
That's right one here. Of my favorite memes I think I've ever seen, actually.
It's the sitting position, too, of the dog.
Yeah.
It just looks like a J6er, you know, just chilling, dude. We got a bunch of them today. Let's fire away, dude. Let's go. I'm all in today.
This next one's called Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Oh, fuck, dude.
So this is Jesus blessing children and in reference to the classic children's game, Duck, Duck, Goose.
Yep.
Jesus is sort of playing his own game, as he's wont to do. Duck, duck, duck. leukemia.
Yeah.
And he has his hand on a child who is certain to get cancer.
Yeah.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Always has.
You know?
Always has.
And sometimes that way is blood cancer. So.
Fuck,
keep an eye out for that.
We're not even halfway through. This is getting dark. All right.
This next one's called The Big Reveal.
Okay. The Big Reveal.
And this is audio, I think.
Yeah.
Wait. Is this the right one?
That's the fourth one. It's the next one.
I may have played it.
Quiero verlo.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Yeah. I don't know what that...
¿Qué? ¿Es negro? ¿Mi hijo es negro? ¡Negro!
It's Spanish. It's some fucking, like, South American fucking soap opera.
And the baby's black. So it's a woman in a hospital, newborn baby. Dad comes in to see the baby for the first time. And that is a very aggressive black, right?
Yeah,
there.
I mean,
that's a Somalian black child.
There's no way that baby came out of her.
I mean, leave no doubt, though, right? With the casting, right? You can't.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I agree. Go as dark as you can. Go as dark as you can there.
Well, that's what the Kardashians say.
Yeah.
This next one's called Trust the Science.
Okay. Trust the Science. Trust the Science.
Bob?
There's a tweet
that
says, if you kiss her during anal, you're using her body as a straw to suck your own dick.
Oof. Man, that's a thinking man's joke.
Go ahead and picture that. We need, you know what we need is one of those screens that we can draw on like John Madden. Boom. This is where you sucked your own dick.
Boom. Oh, fuck, dude. But God, we're going for it today.
Well, you know.
All right.
What are you going to do? This is the one from Dirt McGirt, this next one. It's called China versus U.S., and it's the one I referred to a couple weeks ago, but I couldn't find. The link got deleted, but he found it again.
China versus the U.S.? Okay.
Yeah. Bob, so read the caption.
China in 2024, our trains go through buildings. USA in 2000.
Oh, boy, dude. I knew it was coming. Yeah.
So, I mean, China just does, they just copy us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? We thought of that way before they did.
Yeah, we were way out of the curve.
Yeah. This next one's called Cocaine Grannies, and it's, I think it's about a minute long, but it's fucking funny as
shit. Okay. Fire away.
Play this
cares,
whole goddamn
dude.
Thing.
It's the day after the Super Bowl. It should be a fucking holiday. Play it. We're good today.
Right, Donny's on the nets. These are the grannies of Marble Arch. And what I mean by that, these are the grannies that pickpocket in the Marble Arch and Edgware Road area. And obviously, they're pickpocketing for a reason because they
are banging on cocaine?
The 10-10 Bolivian uncut. These guys don't do coke. They do cocaine, right? And as you're going to see in a minute, one granny's going to line up another granny a line.
Damn
right?
it,
And
dude.
After she fucking does this line, guess what she gets? She fucking gets a round of applause, man. Where's this fucking party? I need to be there for fuck's sake. Now
wow,
they're pussies frogging.
Dude.
They need cock. Now they've all hit the dance floor for fuck's sake. And as you can see, there's a group of
I was unaware
right,
you could do cocaine at that age.
Between them, who's going to take one for the team so we can all share a 3.5 of that 10-10 Bolivian uncut? What's going on?
I want to party wherever that is.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen grandmothers doing aggressive cocaine.
No,
like
somebody
that.
Needs to find this, the location, or recreate it and invite me. I just
want
to see
man.
It.
Holy I'll stay, shit. I'd go over to that party for
I'll
sure.
I'll stay sober the whole time. I just want to see it.
I won't. I'll join the grannies.
No, I want to like experience it. I don't want to get fucked up.
I want to do the panty grease with those grannies.
Maybe at some later date.
No, I want to be a part of them. I want to do what their culture is. When in Rome.
This one is, somebody sent me this. This is an old Shane Gillis sketch. Welcome to Flashback Town.
You know what? Real quick, before you play this, regarding Shane Gillis, so a bunch of his sketches have been popping up. Was he doing a shit ton of sketches before?
Shane and Gilly. What is it called? Gilly and Skivs or some fucking shit like that. Yeah. Yes, they did a whole bunch of sketches right after he didn't get SNL or whatever. Yeah. They posted
So it was after the SNL thing?
Yes.
Okay. So when I saw these, because these have been popping up a lot lately, I just assumed that maybe it was before, and that's how he got the SNL audition and all that other stuff, because typically that's how it works. Right. So this was afterward, and he just said, fuck it?
Yes.
Okay. Because he looks the same age in it, so yeah, I assumed it had to be relatively
new. Well,
he's
going to look the same age for a long time, because he looks 45 right now, and correct. He's like 35.
Yeah, it looks like David Koechner.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play it. Big fan of his, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Now he's doing a Guy Fieri impression here.
Okay.
Just so you know.
What's up, guys? I'm here with Gerudo, and this is his world-famous spicy chicken. Gerudo, what's your secret to this stuff?
Well, I tell you what, Toby. It's all about the spices.
Ain't that true, brother? Back in the military, we used to have a saying. Oh, shit! Where's his leg? Ah, God! Tell me about these spices, Gerudo.
Yeah, so we're just gonna slide in some cornstarch right there.
That's cornstarch.
And then a little bit of garlic powder, super important.
Garlic powder.
And then a bit of cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Yeah, it's really
You're
gonna
crazy,
make...
crazy, Gerudo.
It is crazy. It's really gonna make the flavors explode. Real smooth, because if you do it with a machine, it might be too powdery. It's not gonna fry too good.
It's all grown for me. Is that in flashbacks?
Okay.
Ah! You motherfuckers!
I just.
Oh, man.
Oh, Gilly, shit.
Gilly and Keeves. If you want to look it up on YouTube.
All right,
Gilly
cool. And Keeves. I'm in. That's great.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Trump one where he's Trump speed dating? It's excellent.
Okay. I'll pop There's it on after this show. Yeah, I'll pop it on.
And then this last one is called Happy Birthday. Bob actually sent me this.
Okay.
So I'll let him take that away.
Well, I guess there was some kid who just really, you know how like when you're a kid and you're really into stuff, you like dinosaurs, you need a dinosaur cake.
Pokemon, yeah.
Yeah, you need a fucking Pokemon cake for your birthday. So this guy said, just went to an unbelievable lengths trying to find one of the best photos I've ever seen. A 7-year-old's 9/11 themed birthday party with a cake replica of the Twin Towers. Before I tweet this photo, I need to hype it up a little bit because I promise once you see it, you'll never be the same. So I'm going to slide on over to the next one.
Okay. Holy fucking shit, dude. Is there a way to zoom in on that?
Oh, yeah. There's another picture.
My God, dude.
Yep.
Holy shit, dude. Who did that?
Now, 7-year-old.
The best part is that the burning candles on the side of the cake to show where the planes hit.
There's no way this is real. Is that real?
I don't know if it's a real 7-year-old's birthday party, but this is obviously a real photo.
Holy shit, dude. That's a great fucking 9/11 cake. Look at those towers.
Yeah.
Look at those towers.
I mean, you know, never forget.
No.
And you're not going to if you do this.
Speaking of never forget, I've got a chat with you after the show about Creed. First, I was able to secure the bag there for Creed for 9/11. So if you want to join us
I have friends, former NFL lineman Jason Fox up there in Dallas. He's interested in going.
Okay, cool. Let me know how many tickets to buy, but we will be at the 9/11 Dallas Creed show. So looking forward to that.
And we also have... I guess we could do it for the Drake and Bro of the Week later, but somebody sent us the best, probably, I don't know, we've gotten a lot of drugs too, actually, I like drugs,
but
the best non-drug gift we've ever received.
Yeah, so I'm going to put the camera on me, I'm going to dip out of the way here, but I'll explain it to you. So this came into us, this lovely portrait that is over, it's just directly behind me on screen here. Again, probably have to tune into Patreon for this. We opened this up. It doesn't say who it was from. It just says to the Drinking Bros. And it took us a good 10 minutes to even figure out what the fuck it was.
Before we reveal, does anybody in the chat have an idea what this might be?
Do you know what this is? Look behind me at the painting behind me. Okay, great.
Give you a hint.
Womb Raider got it.
Did he?
No.
Womb Raider got it in the chat? Okay.
Valerie V got it. Yeah.
So it from the bottom of it, for the audio listeners, it says Hope, and it looks like the Obama Hope poster. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, made famous when he was running during his campaign. But the rest of it kind of looked like a Jackson Pollock painting. As we looked closer and closer and closer, it's Hope Solo's asshole, the pussy shot, and then her looking up over it from the exact screenshot, which is the beginning of our show
here. So you could point to where the vagina and her face are for sure, right? Like, so put it back on him. All right, right now, that's the butthole right there. This is the vag is right there.
Boom.
And then there's boom, boom. And then she's looking over it, and that there, here's a guy that looks over her own vagina and sends you a picture of her own butthole. Yeah, I mean, this is like one of them. It's very clever. I don't know if this is a thing that people do, make fake Hope posters with weird shit in the background. But I don't, and we don't know who sent it.
I don't know who sent it.
I have no idea.
You are the drinking bro of the week.
It's definitely somebody who's probably in the chat or at least watches the Patreon show, because otherwise you wouldn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Right? Yeah. Unbelievably clever across the board. Just know that we died laughing once we all figured it out about 10 minutes in here. And it was like, holy shit. We got to hang that up right now. The other fun thing that they did with this is you would have to be a day one homie or listen to the show every day, because when this pops up on YouTube later on in the week, over there when we do the Thursday shows, we won't get dinged for this because no one knows what that is.
Yeah.
Except for you guys and us, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, and look, hopefully nobody from YouTube watches this show. Not manually, anyways. I know the algorithm does, but yeah, we put, I don't know how many buttholes we've put on the internet.
Well, you've got a dick right in front of you right there.
Yeah, but that's not real.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean,
there's actually two dicks.
It's all veined out. Fox makes us take it down.
Yeah, they do. But there's two dicks. There's the fucking bobble dick, too.
Yeah. And then one last note here before we start the news. We had a tasting on Friday nights in Euless. Bunch of people came out there west of Dallas at the Total Wine for some free Hard AF seltzer, some merch, some swag, all that fun stuff. Doing another one this Friday night, Friday, February 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., 9350 North Central Expressway in Dallas, Texas, 75231. And the Total Wine is number 501 there. So that's the Total Wine in Dallas at 9350 North Central Expressway. Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Ryan Mills will be there, who's our sales rep here at Hard AF Seltzer in the state of Texas, and he'll be giving out some free hats and sunglasses and all that other stuff. Plus, they cut a deal with those guys, so it knocked off a couple bucks on the cases over there, so they're cheaper. So head on out there to the tasting on Friday. Let's get to the news, shall we? Joel Osteen almost got taken out by an active shooter. Two people, there you go, Ross, were injured and one suspect killed during a shooting at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church on Sunday afternoon, Texas authorities say. During a press conference, Police Chief Tony Finner said that the shooting began at 1:53 p.m. It happened around the time that the Spanish language church service was scheduled to start. So does he do another service in Spanish?
I don't know if it's him or like a Mexican version of him.
I think it's a literal Mexican. It's like in The Simpsons when Mr. Burns' film was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Okay, so is this Joel? Joel Osteen takes the stage there?
Yeah.
Joel? Joel.
Yeah, Joel Osteen. You gonna blast this fool or what, Holmes?
And they did blast her.
They sure did. Well, was it a her or him here?
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. The suspect, who was a woman, entered the church with a long rifle. She was wearing a backpack and a trench coat and was accompanied by a small child, approximately 4 to 5 years old. Was that her child?
It was bring your child to work day.
Ah.
And, you know, she's obviously a stickler for the rules. Well, I mean, look, you don't know what you're going to be doing that day.
That's true. Well, she did. After the shooting began, after she began shooting, off-duty officers at the scene engaged the woman and returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said two people were injured, including a 57-year-old man who was shot in the leg. The child that the shooter came with was also injured and remains in critical condition. Finner, who disclosed that the suspect mentioned that she had a bomb as well. Once she went down, officers reported back to us that she threatened that she had a bomb, the police chief explained. So we searched her vehicle, our bomb squad, and also the backpack she brought. So good for her, dude.
No explosives were found, but she was carrying some type of or spraying some kind of substance on the ground. They haven't announced what that was yet. Now, it's possible that the bomb is hidden in the walls of the church somewhere, because I don't know if you remember.
600K was. Yeah.
Banded, manicured bills.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Joel Osteen's a criminal is what I'm saying. yeah, during the press conference, Osteen thanked law enforcement, blah, blah, blah.
Gonzalez is the name?
So two things. One, the woman in question, what's her fucking name? Jezel or some stupid shit?
Jeanesse,
that's it.
Jeanesse Gonzalez?
But she's got a book on her or she's been booked under the name Jeffrey as well. So sometimes a dude, and Bob, if you want to play that clip that I emailed Drinking Bros,
the second email,
yeah,
that you sent the okay.
So this was an actual woman who was pretending to be a dude.
She had Free Palestine written on her rifle.
Oh, great!
And was,
how's that working out?
Yeah,
for them?
Well, that we are freeing Palestine of Palestinians.
Yeah, right now, of their people apparently. Right now. Yeah.
But yeah, it's. Apparently, the Houston Police Department took the time to try to discover whether or not they should refer to this dead piece of shit as he or her. Here's fat dum-dum from them. Okay. Like, this guy, this is not a cop. Cops, their waistline is not bigger than their shoulders.
Right. Who is this guy?
Just some fat dummy.
This isn't even probably the person doing any investigating. This is
No. He's a PAO guy.
Yeah, this is the poor bastard mouthpiece who gets shit on by every show now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what he could do is lose some fucking weight.
Yeah, fair
since
enough.
You're a goddamn cop.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, pop this clip up. I haven't seen this.
Utilize both male and female names, but through all of our investigation to this point, talking with individuals, interviews, documents, Houston Police Department reports, she has been identified this entire time as female, she, her, and so we are identifying her as Genesee Moreno, Hispanic female.
This is, we live in the
there were two weapons.
Dumbest period. In all of human history.
Wow.
The PAO guy actually took the time to say, we looked into it. We didn't want to get her pronouns wrong. First of all, that's stupid. Second of all, fuck this bitch.
Yeah. She attempted a mass shooting.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you call her. Call her dead.
Was, were.
Yeah, that's it.
Get the fuck out.
That's the only two pronouns you need was, were on that one. We're all good here in this life. What happened? So the kid's in critical condition here. Two people shy. That could have been a lot worse.
I want to say.
I'm guessing she got the kid got clipped by return fire.
That's what I think.
Are not. Last I read, they could be an update that I didn't see. They're not positive if it was crossfire or if she tried to take the kid with.
Yeah, who knows, right? Crazy people.
Yeah,
yeah. That's fucking wild. But even wilder is I didn't know this until today. The Super Bowl was on yesterday. This didn't get any coverage, so I didn't see it or hear about it. And then last night you said that they went bombs away in Gaza last night as well?
And they're starting to conduct a military operation in Rafah, which is a neighborhood in Gaza, which is where there's about 100,000 plus people there who have fled from other parts of Gaza that are kind of holed up there.
Yeah.
For a few seconds I'll buy the idea that, oh, it's all civilians down there, except for the fact that yesterday they also released two guys in their 60s who had been kidnapped since the beginning of this shit from Rafah. So they're holding hostages there. That's why the Israeli military is going in.
Yeah, they're still there, and this has been about 4 months. Yeah.
Think they said the last two active Hamas battalions are in that area as well.
Yeah, and then they found a command and control thing there, but they also found a command and control thing for Hamas at the fucking UN headquarters, so that's not great. But anyways, yeah, like, I get it, man. You started a fight that you couldn't win, and now you want everybody to cease fire. We need a fucking humanitarian pause.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll release all the hostages right now, and then we'll do it. Right? I mean, that's how you accomplish that.
Sure, but I think that's the last bargaining chip they have left. And to me, and I don't know what your personal gut feeling is on this. This is just my personal gut feeling is I don't think they're going to stop. Even when they get the hostages, they're going to be like, fuck you. We're going to try to drive you back into the Middle Ages.
Who, Israel?
Yes.
I mean, I honestly, we'll see how it goes. They've done a pretty good job so far of not overdoing it, frankly. And you can tell, here's how you can tell. other than Iran and Syria, nobody's calling for the death of Israel right now publicly, right? Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia and UAE and some other countries, Egypt have been like, stay away from these border towns. And they're not here. Here's the other thing. You've probably seen this in the news in the last week. This isn't even a story today, but you've probably seen this in the news the last week that specifically Egypt and Saudi Arabia have asked Israel not to push into border towns and shit. It isn't because they think that Israel is going to invade Saudi Arabia or Egypt. It's because they don't want fucking refugee camps full of Palestinians that they've already kicked out of their countries to come back. Mm-hmm. They just want these people to go away.
Yes, right? Forever.
Forever, yeah. So, you know, if you're going to fucking preach that free Palestine shit, that's like saying, that's like me kicking somebody out of my house and you getting mad at me when they have a family they can go stay with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the family's like, nah.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah. Because that's what they've done. I mean, Kuwait kicked out, what, 400,000 of these motherfuckers a couple years ago?
And the other part of this to me is I look at this attack the same way that I did 9/11, where, you know, I think all of us as Americans, we were rooting for the fucking troops, for you guys to fucking kill everyone in sight, because we thought, you know, Iraq had did it and all that other shit. And then don't stop until it's fucking over. Nobody would have stopped us either. So,
well, somebody should have, though, right? And I'm glad that Israel has buckled to pressure to some degree from the White House, especially, and shown restraint, because they would have gone full ham and killed everybody, I think.
Okay.
Now, they've shown great restraint. The bombing campaigns have been pretty limited, despite some of the propaganda that you've seen, right? Like this, oh, they bombed the hospitals. Like, okay, it was the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like you can see the craters look pretty, they're pretty obvious.
Right.
You can look, see what a crater looks like. But anyways, yeah, it's I think they've done okay. We'll see how it continues. I still feel like we should always prevent any kind of innocent loss of life. And I feel, you know, really bad for ordinary Palestinian people. If that's not really a thing, but people that live in Gaza, right. I feel bad for them. They're just ordinary folk because, you know, just like every war that's ever happened in history, they're just kind of caught in the crossfire, this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks for them.
It does. Next story, I'm going to add one here, if you don't mind. Breaking news here. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case has just announced that it is possible misconduct allegations leveled against Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis could result in her disqualification, according to the judge, and that the hearing on the matter will proceed as scheduled on Thursday. So she could be kicked off of this case there as early as Thursday. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee made the remarks during a hearing on Monday to determine whether Willis, prosecutor Nathan Wade, and others will have to testify Thursday during a hearing the judge had scheduled to hear arguments in the matter. Willis and Wade, along with a number of employees at the DA's office, have been subpoenaed to testify Thursday.
Yeah, she's going to jail. Like, forget about the Trump case.
That's wild, man. Yeah. Imagine prosecuting this case and all of a sudden, hey, congratulations, here's a subpoena for what?
Yeah.
For you fucking this married dude and then misusing funds, spending them all over the world, and now this thing's going to end.
Yeah.
Well, holy shit, what a fucking stunning downfall if that's what happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, not surprising, though. I think Alvin Bragg is going to get something similar in the near future as well. That's the New York prosecutor. But the other part of this story is that Supreme Court has taken up the immunity case as well. Right?
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he'll win that. I don't think he should, based on what I know. I mean, I'll listen to the arguments and see if there's stuff I don't know about it. But it doesn't seem to me like he was acting in his capacity as president when he did that. The charge itself is dumb, but this is a procedural thing to get it thrown out. I don't think it'll work. And he's, you know, Trump is Trump. He creates more problems for himself than anybody can ever create for him. It's completely unnecessary the way that he creates. Like he is actively trying to steal defeat from the jaws of victory right now. There hasn't been a more clear path to the White House for a candidate, in my opinion, in a very long time. Obama's reelection, maybe you could say that because he was never going to lose that shit. But like for something as contentious as this, this is the clearest path I've ever seen. And he just cannot stop putting his foot in his fucking mouth.
Which we'll get to next here. Trump says some things Says a lot of things, especially on these campaign trails. My God, man. So
do you want the clip? Or?
Yeah, well, hang on. Well, I'll get ahead and read it first here, and then I'll tell you to play it. But, you know, he's been doing these rallies. The numbers on these goddamn things, have you seen the footage from these?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's bigger than 2016.
He's more popular than ever, but you don't need these votes. You already got these votes. You need people who are pissed off at Biden to be able to hold their nose and vote for you.
Right.
And you're not going to get it if you keep saying stupid fucking shit.
So former President Donald Trump made a fresh jab at GOP opponent Nikki Haley's husband during a rally Saturday afternoon, questioning his whereabouts as he's deployed overseas, while telling a story about Haley previously meeting Trump at his residence in Mar-a-Lago. He lobbed rhetorical and prodding questions to the rowdy crowd, referencing Haley's husband, who is currently on military deployment. Then she comes over to me at Mar-a-Lago. Sir, I will never run against you. She brought her husband. Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone. He knew. He knew. You're saying that you have no idea what this is a reference to?
I don't know what it's in reference to.
Oh, I know exactly what it's in reference to.
So he hasn't been... he's deployed right now, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's like to fucking Kuwait or some shit. It's not a real deployment, first of all. But anyways, you know, from Trump's perspective, who have never served a day in his life, and neither has any of his family, except for I think his older brother maybe was in like the Army Air Corps or some bullshit back in the day. But yeah, this is not a family of service, frankly.
No, no, not at all.
But I think his name's Michael Haley.
Yeah.
he's deployed on some bullshit deployment. I don't know if Trump knows that or not, to be honest. I don't think he puts it up.
So I
think this is in reference to him not being involved in her campaign.
I caught this, by the way, and Bob, now you can play the clip, but I caught this. Here's what I gathered live watching this, because it just happened to be on in the background, was the scandals that you referenced about a year ago, that's why he's not there, is because that just came out a couple weeks ago that she was boning those two other dudes and said that maybe... He took an extra deployment to get the fuck out of there, but I don't know. Go ahead and play the clip. Huh?
Or it could be a David and Bathsheba.
I did the same thing with NATO. I got them to pay up. NATO was busted until I came along. I said, everybody's going to pay. They said,
This is a different one. This is about NATO. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
For this one, I don't know if he's dumb and doesn't know her. Like, you should check in to see if her military husband's deployed right now before you say something, but that could slip by some people.
Well, when I saw it, this was, I think, in reference to the cheating scandal there of he knew when he kept saying that.
Oh, yeah,
he
maybe.
He knew.
Maybe. Well, let's go to...
Because there was a bunch of memes that were going around over the weekend that just said, oh, yeah, well, we know who he's with, and it's Jody, and that was...
Well, that's who she's with.
Right. Yeah. And so that kept going around over the weekend.
Bob, pull up Nikki Haley's Twitter account. You're going to see a lot of comments from me, but just like skip past those. So she has been.
I love following you on Twitter because you always fuck with these people.
I light people up all the time. Yeah. She has been nonstop talking about veterans and respect our veterans and trying to play this military card, even though she's a war hawk and a fucking whore. Yeah. Right. Like, she's fucked multiple dudes while her husband's deployed. And now she wants to try to leverage that into getting her fucking elected to office. Almost every fucking tweet for the last two or three days from her has been military veteran. Fucking dare you? You cunt. You never fucking served in shit. The only thing you served up was your fucking puss to random dudes while your fucking husband was deployed. You goddamn piece of shit. You fucking kidding me? I mean, it's like every fucking tweet. There's dozens of them about this shit. Fucking look at that dog tag swinging in the fucking breeze. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Thank you, veterans, so much. Claim yours today. Well, that's an ad.
It's not.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, is it her?
She's selling shirts. I mean, does it have a cum stain from one of her Jodies on it? What a fucking piece of shit. God, this woman is just the fakest piece of shit of all time. Like, for real, she is just a terrible human being. Like, she's out here trying to play the offended, doting wife. And she's chugged more semen on his deployments.
You were all over this story, dude. I didn't believe it a year ago. I was like, no, come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, obviously it all came out. But I think that's what that was in reference to.
I was all over Christy Noem, too. I just didn't know it was Lewandowski she was fucking.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And then
Tulsi also fucked somebody while her husband was deployed.
No shit.
Oops.
I wonder who it was.
Whores. It's fucking useless fucking pieces of shit, dude. And then people, I've had a couple of people come back and be like, oh, Trump's cheated on every wife he's ever had. Like, when have you heard me fucking defend him?
Ever.
Or his character? Like, yeah. Fuck you. That is not a rebuttal. That's not a rebuttal. Yeah. I don't give two fucks about that guy.
What's the NATO clip, by the way? That one I didn't see.
What was we'll get into this. Don't play the clip yet.
Okay.
So he also ramped up his attacks on NATO Saturday, and he said some off-color things that are probably not even true, to be honest, but he said he kind of intimated that if NATO members other than the U.S. didn't pay their bills, he would tell Russia to do whatever the hell they want to members of NATO, right?
Okay.
So it's like he's trying to intimate to his crowd here that he gave an ultimatum to the other members of NATO, like, pay your bills or we're fucking out, right?
Uh-huh.
But he uses the most ineloquent language possible to do it and probably describes a conversation that didn't happen, frankly.
Okay. I haven't seen this clip. Play it. I am in the camp, though, that, like, with these NATO fucks who aren't paying.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck,
yeah,
bro?
I mean, but there's a better way to say that. Hey, if you don't pay your bills, if you don't do 2% of your GDP as is contractually required in the treaty, mm-hmm. then the treaty is null and void and we won't support it. The
right.
end.
Say that. Yeah.
That's the way you say that.
Play this. Let's see what he actually said.
I did the same thing with NATO. I got them to pay up. NATO was busted until I came along. I said, everybody's going to pay. They said, well, if we don't pay, are you still going to protect us? I said, absolutely not. They couldn't believe the answer. And everybody, you never saw more money pour in to Secretary General Stoltenberg. Well, I don't know if he is anymore, but he was my biggest fan. He said, all these presidents came in, they'd make a speech, they'd leave, and that was it. And they all owed money, and they wouldn't pay it. I came in, I made a speech, and I said, you got to pay up. They asked me that question. One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills.
That's a really stupid thing to say.
Why so?
What do you mean, why so? Like, it's one thing to say, we're not going to participate in this treaty if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to say, we're going to encourage your enemy to invade you. Like, that's a really fucking stupid thing to say. I mean, just saying that, to be honest, if he was in office right now, could be grounds for breaking the NATO treaty to begin with.
Don't you want it, bro? Do you want it gone?
Oh, I think NATO should be dissolved. I think that the UN should be dissolved, at least from U.S. funding. And then I think the federal government of the United States should also be completely dissolved.
Yeah.
Except for some bureaucrats to handle roads and things like this. They should have no power.
How many countries are in NATO currently?
That I don't know. 20-something, probably. 22, maybe.
Do any of them actually contribute to anything?
31
countries. Does anybody actually contribute there? Or is it... Because it always has just felt like us as this fucking world police in NATO. And I don't really give a fuck about it. To me, I think we should go back to, if we're invaded, great. We protect ourselves, and I don't really give a shit about everybody else. But who else is in there that would really matter,
only,
I guess?
Only one-third of NATO members meet or exceed the 2% GDP requirement.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking blow it up,
so
then.
10 out of 30.
Get it out of there.
Let's see. None of the countries... Ukraine and Belarus do now. I'm sorry, not Belarus. Ukraine does now, but only because we're paying for it for them.
Right.
Right? I think we're Poland
also paying,
is above.
We're also paying their pensions.
Yeah.
And all sorts of other shit. Then Estonia, Lithuania, Finland, Romania, Hungary, and Latvia. That's six more. So
keep
that's seven,
Finland,
eight, UK, nine. There's one other one. Then
is it Turkey?
Greece.
Okay.
Is
Greece.
The only other one. Turkey's okay. Not in NATO yet.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are.
Turkey's
oh,
in
they're
NATO.
Not in the EU. That's right.
Yeah. D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Let's face it. Are you really alive inside? Do you feel alive inside if you don't have a little something on these games that are going on? Look, this weekend was obviously the Super Bowl. We won all of the things, all of the money, all the way across the board. All of us except for Delco. But man, got them all right. The teasers, the fucking money line, all of it for KC. Fantastic ending last night. A lot of people were live lining this game. You're seeing it more and more. When you go to watch these sporting events, dude, everybody's pulling out their phone, betting on the games. Be a part of it. At mybookie.com this weekend is the Daytona 500. That's a fun one, man, because you never know who's going to win. It always comes down to the last lap, and you could really sprinkle, you know, a couple hundred bucks amongst some of the drivers there and win a shit ton of money. Last year, I put $100 on Ricky Stenhouse Jr., ended up winning $3,800. It was a total accident. I'm not going to say that I know anything about NASCAR. We just happened to be in that suite. That's all. But it was a blast nonetheless. So I will be betting on this weekend. We've got Drinking Bros Sports, which is a private group on Facebook. Subscribe or not. It's just a join. Subscribe. I'm always used to saying subscribe. Just click the goddamn thing, and it's a private group, so you'll get to see all these bet slips in there live. So you can either make fun of me or not. However, the last 4 weeks, I've been on fire. Absolutely on fucking fire. So go to mybookie.com, join in on the action, bet with us or against us over there, but make sure you use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, we got firstform.com/DRINKINGBROS. Man, today's the day, dude. I needed fucking two bags of these microfactors. Hungover from the Super Bowl. Feel like shit. This should be a holiday. I know I always say, look, we don't work out the way we need to or eat the way we need to. I didn't either today. I'm not going to the fucking gym. I'm too hungover to go to the gym. Probably going to eat a Big Mac or some form of greasy food on the way home here because I feel like shit. However, I am going to take my fucking vitamins today. The Microfactors is a nutrient pack. Comes with all the essentials in there. It's got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the EFAs, and the probiotics. Comes in a nice plastic little pouch that just shoots out the trapdoor. And you rip it open, put it in your mouth, you're good to go for the day. That way, when you feel like a piece of shit like myself, who isn't going to the gym, is going to eat shit today, at least this helps out, all right? You should be taking these every day. Let's take them from a company that supports veterans. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Get these microfactors, dog. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. And while you're over there at firstform.com/drinkingbros, peruse the rest of their website. They got some of the best apparel on the planet. Their fucking energy drinks are just insane. Big fan of their protein sticks as well. Love firstform.com/drinkingbros. Great supplements over there as well. Check out everything, man. I promise you that free shipping on $75 is going to be a big boy savings once you check out. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got the Montana Knife Company. Right now, you can grab yourself a Blackfoot 2.0, a Speed Goat, or a Stonewall Skinner and get 10% off your first order by using code DB10 over at MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Josh Smith is the master bladesmith over there. Big fan of Josh. Huge cock. Have you seen his balls?
Yeah, they're pretty big, yeah.
Plums?
Yeah.
Is he hiding plums over there?
Yeah, his wife listens to the show, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, it's nice if we're yeah. saying he's got a huge cock and balls. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's better than the alternative.
Sure, I guess. The culinary knives went on sale Thursday last week, like I told you, and they were sold out in less than 10 minutes.
No fucking way. Yeah. You and I both own those, though. Mm-hmm. The greatest knives on the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Wife was making Super Bowl stuff for the neighbors and the kids and all that stuff, and busted those out. It'll be the most impressive thing you pull out in fucking kitchen, dude.
Well, unless you're Josh,
and bison.
Unless you're Josh Smith and you're pulling out your hog.
It's true.
Right?
It's true, man. Sorry, Josh. You got a better dick than you do a knife over there.
No, that's not true.
it probably isn't true.
No, they're both great.
I would say the knives are better, probably. I haven't seen his cock. But at the Montana Knife Company, they're all designed, tested, and built by hunters. And it's a hunting knife company first and foremost. Sharpest knives out of the box and easiest knives to sharpen. Montana Knife Company is a young company. They're working hard to keep up with the demands. Like Dan said, these Montana knives sell out within minutes of being released, for real, every single time. It's like fucking the new Yeezys dropping or something, dude. So go to MontanaKnifeCompany.com to see what's available now. And right now, that code, again, is DB10 for 10% off your first order at MontanaKnifeCompany.com. You're always fucking walking around with the blades on set here,
yeah,
every single goddamn day. I once watched Gerard cut his goddamn finger off. Sharpest knives in the biz, mm-hmm, dude. Love MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Again, use that promo code DB10 for 10% off. Last but not least today, we've got American Giants. You were asking me before we got started here, is this about actual Giants? I wish it was.
Oh, man, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I wish we were selling a real live American Giants to people. That would be great. And they could live in their basement and do whatever, you know, kind of tree removal or anything that popped up around the house. I think that would be awesome. No, you know American Giant. I don't need to tell you really who these guys are. Best in the biz, man. These guys had that iconic full zip hoodie that kind of started it all for them. And then everybody else copied them after that. They've got the most comfortable sweatshirts in the biz over there. And they've got the first yarn dyed flannels. Made in the USA in decades. Why has nobody done that before?
Well, just getting the source cotton material in a lot of cases is difficult.
Okay.
So, yeah.
They've got light fitting cotton joggers over there, broken in vintage feeling tank tops, soft but structured classic sweatpants, and they're just a simple classic everyday denim. Their jeans over there are fucking amazing as well. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, all of them are made in America. Keeping things local ensures quality, accountability, and transparency. And it's the kind of difference you feel and appreciate for years to come. You know this brand. You know American Giants. So right now, you can shop closet staples you can wear anywhere at American-Giant.com. And you're going to get 20% off your first order when you use the code BROS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code BROS over there.
Yeah, all the rest of them don't pay anywhere close. I mean, Turkey only pays 1.3%. Spain, 1.26%. Luxembourg, 0.72%. Luxembourg's the richest country in the world by population.
Okay.
You know, Canada pays 1.38%, Czech Republic 1.5%, Albania, Croatia, Bulgaria, Macedonia, none of them pay. So they shouldn't get,
I agree.
You either pay or don't. And then he had another thing to say in this diatribe that I thought was pretty on point. And he said, we should never give another dollar to a foreign country that wasn't a loan. Like, it could be a no interest loan,
mm-hmm,
and it can, like, it, we don't need it back tomorrow, right? But it should be a loan. We should never just give anybody any money,
right,
for no fucking reason. Like, yeah, you can. A lot of people that criticize the non-intervention economic policy of the Monroe Doctrine or libertarians or some shit like that by saying, well, without a $10 million loan from the Netherlands, we never would have even started this country. We wouldn't have had money for the Revolutionary War. What was the word? Loan. Shit. Yeah. We had to pay that back?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
Well,
imagine that, you fucking piece of shit.
Paid back some of our loans.
Well, we don't pay them back to ourselves, for sure.
Well, I mean, we didn't pay back France.
No.
For what? For Lafayette?
Yeah, or their Navy, yeah, intervening.
We paid them back.
No, we didn't.
By fucking them over immediately.
Yeah.
Like, but that was, you know, to be honest, that was George Washington's call. George Washington pretty much unilaterally said, we're not going to team, because a lot of guys, including Jefferson, wanted to team, and Franklin wanted to team up with France, right? Like, hey, that they are closer aligned with us politically than England. And George Washington was like, yeah, but they stink.
Yeah,
they're French stinky fuckers, and we're not doing that. And he immediately fucked them over and got back into bed with England. It's kind of shitty,
well,
to be honest. That's probably the worst thing he did other than stealing slaves' teeth.
Was it that bad? I mean, he needed to chew, you know? Was it that bad?
I guess. I don't know.
At the time.
But yeah, it's just, maybe 77 is too old to be president as well.
A lot of people are saying that.
Because he can't control himself. Just shut your fucking mouth, Don. God damn it, dude. This race is literally yours to lose. It's very important that Biden doesn't win again, because then Kamala Harris is going to be president. And that's like having a kindergartner in charge, right? I mean, Jesus Christ. So it's just going to get worse and worse and worse from there without some real fucking, at least strong or seemingly strong leadership to stop some of this bullshit from happening. Shut the fuck up.
And then obviously we did a show today with Matt Belinsky that's out into the world right now, where we talked about the discussion of who would be the Democratic replacement. You and I disagree on this, but Tim Dillon, who's I think coming on the show in a few months as well, we just chatted with him the other day. He had an episode out over the weekend where he said the same thing I did, where it would be Michelle Obama.
Oh, God.
I'm hearing that a lot.
This is the same bullshit from a couple of cycles ago, where everybody that thought they were in the know or some bullshit, it was like, oh, fucking Hillary's getting into the race. Guarantee it, Milo. Guarantee. I've never been wrong about this before. She never even got close to joining that fucking race, and neither will Michelle Obama.
Okay.
If it ended up being Michelle Obama versus Trump, I would encourage a nationwide vote strike.
Yeah.
Like, truly, yeah. No one vote. I mean, like, that's insane.
Neither one of those. That's just like, come on, man.
I'm with you, but
it's like,
if you're
not showing up to the ball game,
if you're looking at what's going on now, because Biden declined to do that Super Bowl interview. Mm-hmm. So instead, ABC News ran a fucking hit piece about him on there. And I, you know, look, take these polls with a grain of salt. But they said 86% of Americans think that he's too old to run for president and be president a second term. And they went fucking scorched earth. Everybody else is kind of looking for an alternative. And who would be that person to actually beat Trump? And it's one person. I think it is Michelle Obama, and that's it. And if she ran, I think Republicans would be in fucking trouble. But yeah, he needs to keep his fucking mouth shut and just get through this goddamn election here coming up. I agree with you.
Let's just have The Rock run, you know? And then he can fight Trump at WrestleMania and Hell in a Cell.
I think if that deal with Netflix didn't roll through, I think that would have been a serious possibility within the next 4 years, for sure. For real. But he doesn't want to give up that money. And why would you? That's a fucking awful job, dude, to be the president. So if The Rock is smart, he'll keep doing The Rock's bullshit, which I've actually enjoyed, dude. When he turned heel here recently,
oh, yeah.
People, it's been fun.
People are like, oh, they're booing The Rock because of Hawaii. I'm like, it's wrestling.
It's wrestling, dude.
Nobody actually hated Sergeant Slaughter, man. And he wasn't even a real sergeant, god damn it.
He was.
No.
God damn it,
no,
man.
Maybe in like the Mississippi State Police or some shit, but god. Not in the military.
I mean,
actually, did Sergeant Slaughter
I question if you're a fucking patriot, dude. I really do. No, there hate was Toby Keith. Sergeant Slaughter not only served for this country, but he died for this country. He's dead.
They did bill him.
Is he dead?
They did bill him from Paris Island. He was, let's see, he was never
in the military.
In the military,
yeah, no, he grew up in Detroit, and just wrestled and played football in high school, and then yeah.
But wouldn't you argue that maybe he did more for the military than, like, let's say Dan ever could?
I think so.
I do too.
Yeah, a lot of people join the military because of Sergeant Slaughter. For
yeah,
sure.
Dude. They did, man.
He's still alive. He's 75. We can have him on and ask him why he stole valor all those years.
Did he?
No. He's a fucking character. It's like saying somebody that played a vet on TV or something is a stolen vet.
No,
stolen
dude. Valor, he's a real. He was a real dude.
Maybe,
man,
you can say that for,
I,
like,
believed in
Michael C.
It.
Thomas.
Yeah, the Iron Sheik was not a terrorist.
Well, no, he was a verbal terrorist up until the end, right? Wasn't he talking all kinds of shit?
He just was. Said fuck everything.
Yeah.
Fuck everything on his Twitter over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's funny though. But yeah, again, just fucking tone it down. Just get through this goddamn election. That's it.
I'm a real American.
You are?
I fight for the rights of every man.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And by the way, there was some debate over the weekend about this, lift every voice and sing.
The Black National Anthem.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of all the black people I know on Twitter are all saying that it's not the Black National Anthem, and nobody's ever called it that but you. Or white people, right?
Yeah,
it's
No,
it's like on the NFL's website right now, it's referred to as the Black National Anthem.
Yeah, sure is.
So I don't know where you're getting that from, but I've got a compromise. I'm a Real American becomes a new national anthem.
Yep.
Bob, pull up the lyrics of I'm a Real American, because to be honest...
Or play it. We're on Twitter. We're on Patreon today.
It's quite a bit more patriotic. Like, Lift Every Voice and Sing is a great song about the plight of black people lifting... And it's not specifically about them. It's just about lifting everyone out of a shitty situation.
Sure.
It doesn't, it's not in reference, well, it is in reference to black people, but
well,
it applies across the board. And the Star Spangled Banner is sounds great, but it's just like rockets and bombs, and it's just about how we beat the British.
It's kind of a trash song.
You know what I mean? It's not that great of a song. I'm a Real American, on the other hand, is not only a dope-ass song, but it also has lyrics that support the American ideal.
Yeah.
There isn't anything in the first verse of the Star Spangled Banner that talks about what it means to be an American.
God damn it, dude.
Is there one with the lyrics on it?
I get all bricked up for this. Fight through the line. God, just coming down the tunnel like this, dude. Greased up, just slapping arms.
How, like, imagine our athletes win at the Olympics and they play this fucking song, dude.
I still get fucking bricked up for this, dude. I love it. I love this fucking song. Fuck yeah, dude.
If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I got a mend a hand that don't help to hide. I'm a real American. I fight for the rights of every man. That's fuck America,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this should be... There's no reason this should not be our fucking national
anthem. I agree.
I don't know how much you got to pay this Derringer guy.
Rick Derringer? I think WWE owns it, actually. No, shit. Actually, I talked to Hulk Hogan. He's got the rights to this shit.
Oh, shit. Well, we just need to talk to Hulk then.
That's it. So he does have the rights to all this shit, like the Hulkamania, Hulkster, all that other stuff.
And look, we can do a choir version of it or something, whatever, a symphony version of this.
Oh, imagine children, black children singing it like a gospel
acapella,
choir.
Yeah.
That'd be really fucking good.
I mean, seriously, that would be dope as fuck.
And I'm just saying black children because they can sing better than white children.
Sure, okay. Yeah. White children shouldn't be singing.
No.
I don't believe in it.
Me neither.
This is way rough. More. This song is way more American.
I'll even take Voodoo Child, you know?
Oh, by Hendrix?
What does that have to do with the American ideal, though?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no. We're not. Hulk is not the point here, Mark.
No. Hulk is also the point as well. Yeah.
Is there a more
those
24
inch pythons are a point, sure. But not
you're
going
to drop the N word 13 times during sex. That's going to happen from time to time. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like a pig. You know, sometimes you're going to overeat and have sex.
I'm cool with our athletes coming out to Voodoo Child, too.
Well, I'm about right and wrong, and I don't take trouble for very long because I've got something deep inside of me. Now, courage is the thing that keeps me free. That's America, dude. Not like, rockets. Like, you're talking about rockets lighting up the sky so you can see the flag and that inspires you. I get it, dude.
Yeah.
That's poetic. Thank you, Francis Scott Key. This is better. It's clearly better. I'm not even kidding. Can anybody tell me that the goddamn Star Single Banner is better than I'm a Real American?
I fully endorse this.
Listen to this. Well, we'll play it out. We'll save that, Bob, because we'll play
it. Yeah, we'll play it at the end of the show in its entirety, because that way anybody listening at home can go out, just fucking punch a hole through the drywall.
Dude, seriously, if you see a British person, fuck them up.
Yeah, knock them out.
We'll find a video of Hulk Hogan coming out to it.
Please do.
I think we have a British person coming on the show next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Why? What do they do?
For this reason, bud.
Oh, really?
We're going to whip his ass.
He gets here and we just fucking throw tea all over him.
Yep. I think it's next week sometime, right?
I think so.
Bob, did I send you, or is it the week after?
It's
the 28th. Yeah, it's one of the guys, you know, Constantine Kissin?
Yeah.
It's his partner on the show.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Right. Very funny guy. Comedian.
Sounds good.
British. He's an unwoke British, so. You know, whatever, but I still am going to feel, I might punch him.
Yeah. Never look.
If you start playing that song when he comes in, dude,
I'll take this fucking belt off the goddamn wall that Hogan signed for me and slap him.
If you need, I'll be in the corner with a bucket of feathers.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's tar and feather that motherfucker.
What I heard, so there's a lot of stuff you hear in childhood and you don't understand it. Like I think everybody knows that quicksand was not nearly as big a problem as we thought it was going to be. I thought it was going
to
be.
I'm still concerned about it to this day.
I know, but that's all programming, right? Because you've never even seen that.
I haven't.
Shit
you're right.
Real life.
I have not.
But tarring and feathering, it's like, oh man, that must have sucked and been embarrassing. Well, actually, it's like 200 degree fucking tar on your skin.
Oh yeah, it's worse than that.
It's being boiled. John Adams has a great scene. The miniseries John Adams has a great scene of a dude being tarred and feathered by Justin Theroux of all people.
That scene, by the way, Bob, stuck with me forever because you really got a taste of like. How bad it was. I'm with you. People just think that it sucked and was inconvenient for a while. It was like no, kills you. It was burning the fucking skin clean off your body.
Fuck that.
So,
and I don't know what the feathers were about. It's like, well, you don't have skin anymore, bitch.
Just for laughs. You better grow some
feathers. It's just kind of like you don't have skin, plus you look kind of gay now.
Was there I know you guys do the history show. Was there ever a pic of one of those people surviving it?
I mean,
well, they survived most of the time.
Yeah.
But they would just live as a burn vic the rest of their life?
Yeah. I mean, there's no photographs back then, so I don't. I could maybe try to find like the oldest living tar and feather.
Well, I didn't know if they
painted. I'll draw you a picture.
Yeah, if they painted a nice portrait of it, if somebody stripped down, or how that works. God damn, what if it got on your ding dong, dude?
Tar and feather survivor. Mm-hmm. Actually, John Malcolm, that's the guy at the Boston Tea Party. Let me see if there's anybody painted any images. Oh, shit.
Do they make him get naked?
There actually are some images here.
Well, they don't make them.
Yeah, I mean,
they're ripped their clothes off.
I understand, but you still want that layer.
There's some pictures.
Over your ding dong.
There's some pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get dark today. Pull that up. I want to see it.
Now, some of them have Klan people in them.
Oh, boy.
But not all of them.
Man, there was good people on both sides. Is that what you're saying?
It's rough. Speaking of both people.
Holy shit. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
This is actually not that bad.
Where'd you get this from, Bob?
I don't know.
Just well, this internet. Is obviously Late. More modern, too, since photography wasn't around in the 1700s.
Yeah, and this guy had to sit still for like 35 minutes to get this
Jesus
picture.
Jesus Christ. Zoom in on that. So is that that's obviously the tar in his skin, and those are some feathers?
There looks to be some burns, in the middle here.
Yeesh. Yeah, that looks bad.
But there's a worse one on Reddit down the way there. I don't know if we should even show that. But yeah,
really?
go look for yourself. There's some pretty rough ones. It is not fun.
God clearly. Damn, dude.
Let's go ahead and skip that. Or
don't show that.
If you find yourself in a situation where you're wondering, damn, is this going to get me tarred and or feathered, stop doing what you're doing.
Stop doing it.
Go somewhere else.
I agree.
Like, that's real easy, bud.
Yep. Just live to fight another day over there. Shit, that one picture's brutal.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Yeesh, dude. Fucking hell.
But it was kind of like...
This looks current, Bob. What year was that?
This is like the 30s or 50s,
yeah,
probably.
That's gotta be.
Were they still doing it?
1940, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, somebody was, clearly.
Yeah.
What's funny, though, is like I remember in history class, they kind of like whimsically talked about it. They'd be like, and sometimes if someone was a loyalist, they'd tar and feather them and run them out of town.
Yeah, remember? They used to say like it was a funny thing.
And they did!
Yeah.
They did! They're like, it's fun. They dressed up like a chicken. It's like, no, they burned them.
And that's my lasting imagery as a child of like, oh, well, that was embarrassing. Because they never really said...
He was never the same again.
Yeah, your skin's melting off your body there. They were like, well, that's what happened then. And it was a nice little learning lesson.
My history teacher at 7th in 8th grade, Brent Greer was his name.
Okay.
And I think he's still teaching, actually. He must be old as fuck now, but
sure, I'd love to hear that.
Whatever. I mean, you're fucking old, dude. I didn't say you were ugly. What the fuck? Was the best storyteller. I remember him vividly. He's one of the only teachers I actually remember. Because he would, like...
He would tell you about these tar and feather shit?
Like he was reading out of a novel when he was explaining it. Maybe he was. Maybe he was reading it off the page somewhere. But I didn't see him looking at anything. He would just be pacing in the front of the room, explaining some of these situations like the Battle of Gettysburg and shit like that. And it's like very precise detail about all the fucked up shit that happened. He was my favorite teacher.
That's great. Next up, Chicago is awesome. A man on electronic monitoring while waiting trial on murder and carjacking charges, was shot while driving a stolen car with firearms inside the vehicle, officials said on Wednesday. Incredibly, this is the second time that Tory Lewis has been accused of possessing firearms while on electronic monitoring for the same 2017 murder and carjacking case. The previous gun charges from April 2022 ended with a judge finding him not guilty during a bench trial. Lewis is facing more than 160 counts of murder in the still pending murder case in which a disabled man, was shot to death while sitting in his wheelchair outside of a suburban movie theater as his girlfriend looked on. Why,
so
dude?
This dude is on house arrest.
Fuck.
For 160 counts of murder.
Why?
I don't know. It's because the Chicago mayor was at the fucking football game this weekend.
Oh my god, dude.
And so is Alyssa Milano, by the way. She couldn't afford
at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, she couldn't afford to pay for her kid's team to go to Cooperstown, New York, which by the way is a bus pass. It's like $80 for the whole squad.
Right, right.
But she got Super Bowl tickets.
You don't
for
say
her and her son.
Was she in a suite or was she in normal seats?
I don't know.
She a Niners fan? She's a fucking Dodgers fan.
Well,
maybe. Who knows, man?
She's a Dodgers fan because of that Dodger dick she was taking for years.
And that'd make me a fan.
Who's Wiener?
Brad Penny.
That's kind of low.
Brad Penny on the low, dude, used to fucking just rake.
He's good. Not a Hall of Fame or anything. I know, he was... Yeah.
Bob, he was in the Pussy Hall of Fame out there for a while, so I don't care about him as a baseball player. But yeah, man.
So
she used to date every fucking Dodger there was.
Around 10 a.m. on January 31st, Lewis was enjoying his, quote, free movement day.
What the fuck does that mean?
One of 2 days each week that people on electronic monitoring in Illinois are allowed to be out of the house under a 2022 law that some people consider criminal justice reform.
Oh, God.
Legislators who supported the measure said it was necessary so people like EM, electronic monitoring, could do essential activities like going to the doctor or getting food. So his essential activities that day had him sitting behind the wheel of a stolen car in the parking lot of an auto parts store in Dalton. He was shot multiple times as he sat in the vehicle. A rifle and a handgun were found in the front passenger area. A man in the back seat of the stolen car was also shot, as were two men outside the vehicle. The sheriff's department said police determined that someone in the stolen car exchanged fire with the occupants of another vehicle. So he's out as the wheelman. He's on house arrest for 160 counts of murder. And on his day off to go buy groceries and shit, he's the wheelman for a hit team, a robbery team, and they get into a gunfight with a whole other group of people.
Holy
it's like,
shit,
what the fuck,
dude,
is going on in Chicago? God damn it, man.
Do we have a pic of this guy? Torrey Lewis is his name. Can we pop him up here?
Yes, let's see this Emmy Award winner.
What race would you say he is before seeing him?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with African-American.
No, I think Chinese. Oh, shit. I was wrong.
No, I'm definitely African.
Not even Latinx.
Well, you can never know online these days because everything's turned into black or Chinese.
Right. Well, not only that, but the name Torrey Lewis kind of sounds white. So, you know.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a black rapper.
Tory Lanez, a little bit.
So they're not allowed.
He's in jail right now.
Per this law that they have in Illinois, officers can't monitor the people in house arrest on their free movement days.
You're kidding.
Because there are no restrictions on where they can go as long as they stay inside of Cook County. But they, once he committed a crime, they could go back and review it. And let's see. They said he left his house at 8:48 a.m. and then proceeded to travel at high rates of speed throughout the south suburbs, at times reaching speeds of over 100 miles per hour.
Yes.
Until he arrived at the scene of the shooting. So awaiting trial on allegations that he and another man robbed and fatally shot Timothy Horace outside of a movie theater in Country Club Hills in July of 2017. Prosecutors said the killers stole the victim's Rolex watch and then tried to drive away with his car, but they couldn't operate the vehicle because it was equipped for use by disabled drivers.
Oh, fuck.
They got into a retard car and they couldn't operate it.
So homeboy was just minding his biz in his wheelchair outside of a movie
theater. But
he had
a rolly on.
And they fucking robbed him.
They took his rolly, took his keys, tried to fuck and shot him up in front of his girlfriend.
God.
And then tried to fucking drive his car away, but they couldn't because it was outfitted for a tard.
Why would you shoot him in the wheelchair? What do you think? He's going to fight back on that?
I don't fucking know, dude. Maybe he was talking shit. Who knows?
I mean, if you're going to go out like that, it's kind of a boss move, right? Where you're just like, cool, man, you're going to rob a guy in a wheelchair? Fuck
I don't
you.
Understand the 160 counts of murder, though.
I don't either.
Does it count more when the person's in a wheelchair?
Yeah, it should.
For like each part of the wheelchair?
Don't you think it should?
No.
If it's kids or people in wheelchairs, yes, because they can't do anything.
No.
Fuck that.
I don't think so.
I bring them up, dude. Do we have a pic of the guy in the wheelchair?
It'd be funny if he had like...
Oh, boy.
Like he's popping a wheelie in that thing or something.
What was his name? What was the guy in the wheelchair's name? I'd love to see what he looks like.
Timothy Horace, spelled like Horace Grant's first name.
All right, Timothy Horace, Chicago wheelchair. Or do you lead with wheelchair?
I don't think wheelchair becomes relevant if you use the guy's name.
You don't think so?
No. Greg Abbott's middle name is not wheelchair in quotation marks.
It is around. Oh, my God. They've got a picture of the wheelchair.
Oh, man. I mean, this is sad as fuck, but goddamn.
It is.
This is like the craziest story I've ever heard.
Damn, dude. This is like a Time Magazine photo where it's, you know, Tiananmen Square type vibes where you're just like, fuck. Fuck,
picture of the year, though. That should have won a fucking award. Right there.
It's just a solemn wheelchair on the street, dude.
So a grand jury returned a true bill that charged Lewis with 160 counts of murder, 9 counts of armed robbery, and 16 counts of attempted vehicular hijacking. 16 counts for trying to steal one car? I don't understand. Or did he go to a bunch of different cars and pull the handle up or something?
Not sure.
Well, and why 160?
I think this is the guy.
That's the guy in the wheelchair?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the guy in the...
What, has he got a Ranger tab there? Just kidding.
no, this... all right. So maybe this was gang-related or something, because I... Forgive me. I saw Country Club Hills as the location listed there, and maybe, perhaps, there was no Country Club.
I just don't understand the 160 counts. Does anybody... Bob, do your slave-owning parents know anything about this?
I have no idea.
Yeah, hit them up.
Hit them up and ask. But this... They look very similar here. This was probably some gang affiliation. I thought they rolled up to a fucking dude, like a, you know, some white guy in a wheelchair who was classy and, you know.
I don't know if it was gang related, but that dude right there in that
this
wheelchair.
This guy looks like a fucking killer in the wheelchair.
Well, he looks like he would at least talk some shit.
Fuck yeah.
Or tried to fight back or something.
Yes.
Right?
He probably tried to murder ball.
I mean, he's
got
big legs. So I don't know if he was in that wheelchair for very long, right? No. He may be a recent capper.
Yeah. It might be a newly capped.
New, like freshly capped.
I've got I've got the hat on today too. I didn't even know.
Well, those colors definitely didn't run.
No.
So if you're out there, you're hearing this, and you can explain why Illinois would have charged him with 160 counts, let me know about that, because that's weird as shit.
It might have been for each and every spoke on the wheelchair. I think it's 160 spokes on the wheelchair.
Or did he shoot him 160 times and each one's a count?
Maybe.
Like, that's a lot of reloading, dude.
Is
Can you imagine? Like, well, they're fucking your...
What if he's got a banana
clip? This magazine is 15 rounds.
What if he's got a tech and a banana clip, like Naughty by Nature used to say?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
So you said it was a shootout, right? Like, there was two people, there's a crossfire?
No, that's...
No, that's
the other one. That's while he's on house arrest and driving a getaway car.
Yeah. Maybe there was a shootout of this one, too, and the prosecutor's just a fucking dickhole and charge him for every fucking round spent.
Yeah, maybe. Who fucking knows, man?
Shoot out at the Cripple Corral, man.
Maybe, maybe if he shot a bunch up and it's like attempted murder on each one. Well, no, this is murder. There's 160 counts of murder.
Maybe there was...
Of attempted murder? All right, here's another...
No, not attempted. 160 counts of murder.
Of murder? So he killed someone?
He killed that guy.
Yeah, killed this capper.
I don't know, man.
I don't either. Because
attempted murder,
shit.
You could also say if it was in a crowded place.
Yeah.
They might have tried to ring him up.
Maybe
for the
article
the
is written wrong or something. Who knows?
Either way, man, fuck.
Yeah.
That picture of the wheelchair, man. That.
Throw that.
Give
back
that
up
to
there,
Joel and have that be the thumbnail today of just this. Whoever took this pic of the wheelchair with the fucking police tape around it. God, that's
and
good.
Bob, if you want to go ahead and put that wheelchair picture back up there for a moment.
Yeah, and we'll pour one out for this guy. There it is. We'll pour one out for this guy here.
And play the angel music.
Yep, please. Look at that, dude. Look at that. Every show, dude. I wonder if we could be worse when we're human beings, and we sure are.
I'm one of the best human beings of all time.
Fuck. All right, next up, this story is nuts. A transgender Michigan woman, or what normal people call a man, who sued his ex-boyfriend for discarding her surgically removed testicles, had his case tossed out by a judge who also rejected the ex's counterclaim for being humiliated by the case.
Bob, you're definitely going to want to pull up this link.
Yeah, I've got to see who this
there's
is.
There's some pictures that are going to make a lot of sense.
All right. Brianna Kingsley, 40, last year filed a small claims petition alleging his ex, William Wojciechowski, 37, retains possession of my surgically extracted testicles preserved in a mason jar kept in the fridge next to the eggs, end quote there. Oh, my God. This was an actual fucking quote?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bob, just play this video right quick from Libs of TikTok.
Okay. Give it some volume there.
He admits that he possessed the medical specimen, and he admits that he disposed of them.
Okay.
I am suing for the return of them and damages in the amount of $6,500.
She had had her testicles removed, I believe if I recalled correctly, it was March 23rd, and they were left in the fridge. I wanted nothing to do with it. I thought it was odd, but I try not to judge because everybody's a little different. It's what made her happy, whatever. I want nothing to do with them. I'm not one for body parts and all that stuff. It's kind of gross, actually. It's part of her twisted humor, not mine. And so they were in the house from March, April to... They were there from April 2022 until July of 2023 when I disposed of them.
Yeah, so because...
That's a year.
That physical anomaly has been a point of stress in my life since I can remember. And my middle name that I chose is D, because my whole life I've been called Big D, MD from the D. And I thank God that these D's nuts were extracted. And they were put into a biohazard bag. And for shits and giggles, I put them in a mason jar. And I put them in the fridge next to the eggs.
So let me ask you this. Was the conversation ever from you, I'm done with you, could you please get your testicles out of my refrigerator?
That never came up, and if they were so important to her, I don't understand why she didn't grab them then.
So the amount that I'm claiming is for the damages of not having these nuts with me. I want them in my fridge, not his. I'm not sure why he would want to keep them. Wow. The damages were the loss of these nuts.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Dude. Is this the best timeline we're living in or the worst?
And it's the worst.
Okay.
So the judge says Miss Kingsley failed to retrieve the testicles from the refrigerator at that time, meaning when the officer... brought her. So this dude had a protective order against this other dude pretending to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And sheriffs brought her over so he could get his stuff out of the dude's house.
Yeah.
Didn't grab the balls then. So if they were so important to her, she had the opportunity to grab them and she didn't. She being that man that we were just looking at.
Right.
Wojciechowski, whatever stupid name it is, told the judge he tossed out the testicles in July. They were rotting in my fridge, and it was disgusting. I've got food in there I want to eat. She didn't keep them in a biohazard container like she was supposed to. And then she tried to claim, the dude tried to claim damages, and the judge was like, well, the state paid for that. So apparently the state paid to get his nuts cut off. So he wasn't entitled to damages because of that.
Okay. So in a mason jar in formaldehyde or something like that.
Well, we don't know that. You're adding formaldehyde.
All right.
We don't know that that's in there.
So if the formaldehyde wasn't in there, would it stink in a sealed mason jar?
Leave a piece of raw meat exposed to oxygen in your fucking refrigerator for a week and see what it smells like.
Even if it was in a mason jar, though?
Yeah, motherfucker. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I've never done it, so I don't know. I'm asking. Yeah,
it's not going to be great, man.
All right.
And then you're going to see them rotting as well.
The testicles? Maybe that's part of it, dude. For my kids, they have to see what mold is like, so they wet a piece of bread and leave it outside, and then they got to take it back into class.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that, where he just wanted to know the answer. Because let's face it. How many times are you going to have a set of testicles in a mason jar in a refrigerator?
Never. Probably only twice. Tops. Right?
Yeah.
Means you could do one at a time, I guess.
What do you think Lance Armstrong did with his ball?
Oh, he's wearing it.
Is he?
Yeah, on a ring.
No.
You can't see it because it's the same color as his skin.
Gotcha, because I think he got a nudicle.
No, I made that up. That's not real.
No, I know. That's not real.
He's not wearing a ball.
But I would have gotten that thing. I think it was in TED where didn't they bronze it or get it golden or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do with these fucking things. Leaving them in a mason jar is a little bit disrespectful.
To the testicles.
Yes. Mm. Like, you fucking bronze those up, dude, and shadow box those. Let the world know. Not real big fan of the mason jar, but if he was trying to eat an entire year And you're saying that would, if it stunk that bad, they were in there for an entire year. Jesus Christ.
Again, you know, I want to point this out. This dude has an emotional support dog in court.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as an emotional support dog. You have, what you are is a neurotic, anxious person, and you found a dog that's more neurotic and anxious than you are, mm-hmm. and you're holding it.
Yeah.
That's it. Support. That's not a thing at all. Get off the fucking plane with that stupid bullshit. Don't tell me I can't pet your dog. Remember that fucking bitch at the Marlins game?
Yeah.
She had a little fucking French bulldog. Mm-hmm. It's wearing its little vest. And I see it walk up, and it's like, pet it on the head. And she goes, oh, actually, he's working right now. I'm like, oh, yeah, in construction? Shut the fuck up, you fat bitch. The fuck out of here.
I think you said, what is he working in, dude? The concessions? Is he working the concessions? Next up, Ukraine's secret weapon, wolves. In Chernobyl's radiation zone, appear to have developed a resistance to cancer being exposed to high levels of radiation in the wake of the nuclear disaster 35 years ago, according to a new study. Cara Love, an evolutionary biologist and ecotoxologist at Princeton.
Toxicologist.
Okay.
It's close.
What's the echo then?
Eco.
Oh, eco. Like. Gotcha. I don't believe I've ever heard of that. Fuck is an ecotoxicologist?
Environmental toxicologist. Okay. That's easier to say.
At Princeton University, found that the wolves in the Chernobyl exclusion zone have altered immune systems similar to cancer patients undergoing radiation treatment. No shit. In 2014, Love and her colleagues put collars equipped with radiation dosimeters. Sure, why not? On wolves in the area and took blood samples to understand the animal's responses to being exposed to upwards of 11.28 millirem of radiation per day, six times the legal safety limits of radiation for humans. The research could help identify protective mutations that can increase the odds of surviving cancer. Chernobyl is known for its brutal environment following the 1986 explosion and fire at the Ukraine power plant that sent radioactive fallout spewing into the atmosphere. 30 workers were killed in the immediate aftermath, and the long-term death toll from the radiation poisoning is estimated. That number is somewhere in the thousands over there. So are these wolves still out fucking walking the streets?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
This is, in fact, what the war is over.
Trying to steal
the cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Or they're just trying to get those wolves, man. Like, Russians like keeping wild animals as pets.
They sure do.
Bears, wolves, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck, right? Yeah, so before Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, scientists and researchers had begun to study the adaptations that wildlife had undergone living in that radioactive area. And they're planning on using this research primarily, this is my opinion, but primarily cancer will be one of the things they research, but human beings in space and exposure to radiation out there for long periods of time is going to be a big deal too. Like the way, if we were planning, let's say we had the ability to travel between stars, we would definitely need to use gravity to some degree for that, like slingshotting around stuff, the same way we did with Apollo 13, if you remember that movie, mm-hmm. the way they fucking went around the moon and used its gravity to whip back in the other direction. That's how even our Voyager probes and all this stuff fly. They get close to a planet and then whip out away from its away from its gravitational pull, and it's like a slingshot, right? We're gonna have to get close to massive objects like suns out there to be able to whip around like that, and we're really worried that we're all just gonna die of radiation poisoning. For interstellar space travel. So this might give us some understanding. Maybe in the same way that if you're going to do a jump above 20,000 feet, you've got to be on O2 oxygen for like 4 hours or something to acclimate mm-hmm. to that shit. Maybe we have to spend, 40 years in Chernobyl first before we go into space.
So,
or like a low level dose of radiation over a long period of time. And if you survive, you survive. If you don't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stupid question, but do we send the wolves to space first to test them out up there?
Well, I mean, we've sent monkeys and dogs.
Yeah, why not send a fucking Chernobyl wolf up there?
Yeah, I mean, maybe get them a Elon Musk brain chip, Neuralink chip.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then some prosthetic hands, cut their paws off.
Yep.
Prosthetic hands so they can do stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I'm all for
Valerie V says gay wolves in space. That sounds like something Jared would have said.
Yeah. We don't do that here.
Is that a TV idea that Jared came up with?
Gay wolves in space. Yeah. It would be great.
Have you seen that meme? It said there's two wolves inside of me and they're both gay and won't stop fucking.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's real.
Next up, a TikToker helps capture a pedo. This is a fun one. A local social media star said he is protecting the streets of Southern California by capturing suspects wanted for preying on children. Known by the nickname Black Biden. Come on, man.
He wears a wig.
Stop. Oh, yeah. Is this real?
Just look up Black. I mean, bring that link up for sure in the video and stuff, but find Black Biden.
Okay. The Good Samaritan said his mission in life is to protect children and minors because he feels the criminal justice system is not doing enough. Mm. He spends his time setting up potential suspects through online messaging where he poses as an underage boy or girl. When a suspect agrees to meet with him, he will contact authorities and record the moments officers arrive to confront and arrest the suspect. One of the videos posted on a social media page shows a suspected child predator running chaotically through a Carl's Jr. fast food restaurant as officers try to capture him. The suspect, Coney Lane Orero, it's a tough name for me and any other Japanese person to pronounce, 41 of Hawthorne, eventually gets tackled to the ground by Long Beach police. Do we have this video here? I'd love to see it, actually.
So I've got his TikTok account. Let me check his...
Well, the video is in the fucking link.
The video's in the link on the the email there at the bottom.
Oh, then I have it. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. So let's...
Oh, he's on Instagram, too, as Black Biden. I was going to go to his Rumble page.
Is that the handle, Black Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was maybe arresting them as Black Biden, kind of getting dressed up in blackface and doing some things. But that's something totally different, huh?
Let's see. There we go.
Boom.
That's sort of
this fucking thing. Yep. There we go. The way that they have all these fucking ads now on this shit.
It's awful.
Awful. Is there any volume? Mm. Shit, dude.
He helped
a TikToker who calls himself Black Biden. The Good Samaritan Post.
He's just wailing on that dude, too.
Yeah, rewind. I want to see that again, actually. That's fucking wild, dude.
There's a longer form video. I think it's on his Instagram. It's probably the
easier. What I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think it's like, hold on, let me look. I was looking at it yesterday. I think it's like the third or fourth post down on his Instagram.
This looks like a normal dude. I was expecting something way different than this. Good for him. He's got this kind of time on his hands, I guess.
Yeah, it's the third one.
Third one on Instagram.
It's Black underscore Biden.
8383.
Yeah.
8383. Is that like a jersey number? Big Tory Holt fan or something? How many followers does he have?
I'll check. It
like 22,000, I think.
Holy shit. All right.
All right, here you go.
Pop it up.
Uh-oh. Hey, you. Oh, shit.
Watch him just like
oh down. Shit, we got
so
one.
So is
today,
that Black
boys.
Biden in the red hoodie?
Hey, you ain't getting away, homeboy. You guys will just stop.
Yeah, because the guy video is definitely not homeboy. Black.
Gotcha. You ain't getting away, homeboy.
He knows something about
you are not getting away, homeboy.
About jujitsu though, because he's pushing the guy's head into the ground, and that's something he would definitely do.
Yeah.
No, not
bro,
the cop.
I'm about to go hands on with you, homeboy. You ain't getting away. You ain't getting away, homeboy. You ain't getting away, homeboy. You ain't getting away, homeboy.
And there's dozens of these videos of him and like trapping fucking pedos.
Just cuff this fucking guy.
Well, you know, it's easier said than done sometimes, especially if you don't know what you're doing.
Which that guy? The cop, though?
He needs, yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunately mostly the case.
Pop up another one. Is this his entire feed? Is just fucking capturing pedos?
Mostly, yeah, that's mostly what he does. So this guy, Cody Lane Orero, maybe. Of Hawthorne, was arrested on charges of arranging a meeting with a minor for lewd purposes and for resisting police. And then he'll get assaulting police too because of this shit. According to Black Biden, I have caught over 156 guys who have tried to come out to harm kids, and it's only been a year. Many convictions, but the laws are still not strict enough for these guys. He says he's not going to stop until the laws improve.
Yeah. Look, man, if you have the time to do it, I know that's your dream after this is all done one day.
My dream doesn't end like that.
Yes, the guys are dead and Dan's, and I love it. But yeah, if you have the time to do it and the money, fuck it, man, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a stepped up version of what was the 2020 show? Who's the guy we had on? Oh,
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, Chris Hansen. Mm. We had Chris Hansen on the show. It's just like this is a ramped up version of that. I like this one better. This feels like bum fights a little
street
bit.
Justice, yeah.
Yeah, Street Justice. Which is ironically the name of my production company back in the day. All right, kids. Look, we told you the Drinking Bro of the Week at the beginning here. I'm going to show you this poster one more time. Look at that, dude. Look at this fucking thing. Yeah. It's so good. I honestly, man, we stared at this for 10 minutes here in the office. Could not figure out what it was. Once we figured it out, it was Joel, I think. We'll give a shout out to Joel.
Saw it immediately.
Joel is the one who saw it immediately.
I don't know how much time he spent staring into Hope Solo's asshole, but he saw it like seriously seconds after he looked at
it. It's amazing. I was never good at those mall games. I was terrible at it. I could never see the peace sign in the Dave Matthews album or any of that bullshit, and I didn't see this. Joel was the one that found it. Now that you see it, mm-hmm. you can't unsee it over my head here, and it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's absolutely
great.
Perfect. Whoever did this, you're the fucking Drinking Bro of the Week. My only regret is that you didn't have a name here because this, a name on the package, because this is a fucking amazing
deal. I know. You're about to throw it out, too.
We all were because we didn't know what it was. We thought it got maybe misdelivered from another office. We didn't vote for fucking Obama.
No, that it was definitely something. I just couldn't figure out what it was. But
I thought maybe the paint had run or it's brilliant.
I want to know, like, is there an app that generates this or do you have to send it to somebody to get it? Get the original converted into this image. Or she, it could have been a woman too. We have no idea.
No idea, but man, this turned out
great. If you're responsible for this, let us know somehow. And it's, yeah.
And only you guys will know this. So like, you know, if you're not subscribed to Patreon and you're watching on YouTube or whatever, you'll know as soon as you see it where you're like, oh fuck, dude, that's the one. That was the picture. Cause you can see the top of Hope Solo's face there.
And her fucking clown hole and her butthole.
Love it so much.
Yeah, the whole thing.
If we had her on as a guest and she saw it, you think she would know what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were her curtains?
I don't know.
If she didn't,
I'd
know
that she would.
I'd let her know.
I don't know that she would. What's that? What'd you say?
I said those curtains were really that flappy.
Oh, yeah. That was the whole thing. Everybody was like, dude, it's like a catcher's mitt. That's why it went viral.
Yeah. Well, looks viral. We have a guest here, too. Do you want to?
Yeah. Do we have a Drinking Bro of the Week? Listener, is he still here? Sorry, the monitor's blocking him out over there. Come on up. Yeah, he was sitting over here at one point. Yeah, come on up over here. There you go. Over here. Boom, boom. Yeah. He's had some hard AFs, dude. I think. How many?
Couple.
Just two? Okay. If you're at two, you're fine. Once you hit that, once you hit that fifth one, it really kicks in. Put about an inch from your face there, that microphone. There you go. It moves. Yeah. You can swing it back. There you go.
All right.
Boom. Tell everybody your name.
Chad.
Chad, what's up, dude?
Not much. I just got myself in a situation where I can announce the Drinking Bro of the Week, and it's my father.
Awesome, man. Awesome,
And he gets to see this. And, you know, I know he's watching, so I...
Does he subscribe on Patreon?
No, I'm going to send him the link. All right,
send him the link and give him a thing and let him know that we love him here. That rocks. Yeah. And thanks for coming and hanging out for the day.
No, thank you for just having a space where I can just come and, you know...
Always.
Cool.
Hey, we say the same thing every time, man. We leave the doors open for you guys. You guys built this place, and you should be able to come in and enjoy it. Have some free hard AF seltzers and get fucking rocked and enjoy the shows.
Oh, yeah.
We're always recording, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 in here. And we, by the way, a lot of people DM us about requests of like, hey, are you guys going to be in town on this day? Yes, until something, you know, unless something crazy happens, but we'll always let you know on air. So,
no, I appreciate it. I mean, you guys have helped me out for the last decade, just meeting, well, a ranger back where I was back in Germany. Sent me a Matt Best video.
No shit.
Got me to this point. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's pretty wild to think that this is our 9th year doing this show. Unbelievable,
and
man.
I think I've listened to most of them because my job turned into a desk job where I just
For sure.
Sat there and on the computer, and I just listen in all the time. So,
and once we went daily, right around that 2020 mark, during COVID is when, you know, everything kicked in. And now everybody's like, hey, dude, you can't not go daily anymore. And I'm fine with it. I love doing the goddamn show. So,
I enjoyed it because I could just listen in like something new every single day.
Right, right. And it never ends.
And just all the different podcasts I listen to, Unsubscribed. Softcore,
yeah.
Tim Kennedy's stuff,
yeah.
BRCC,
man. I love Tim Kennedy. I've tried to get him to do a show forever. He's so fucking busy though.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, hey, dude, if I could just put him in a studio once a week, I'm a huge fan of his.
And
as a person,
I got it. Poster that I, it's actually back in Fayetteville, and it's the ultimate troll on Jack Mandeville.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Mandeville is the actual troll, though, on Jack Mandeville.
Oh, I got one. Like, he's valor going way back to Range 15.
We love Jack around here.
Oh, I do, too. Yeah. He's awesome.
He's one of our favorites,
too. He signed the poster that very night, and he signed it SF. Yeah. And I know he's not SF.
Yeah. He's fucking funny, dude. Goddamn. So. Big fan of Jack Mandeville. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully you enjoyed the booze. Take a few with you here in the back, some cases.
Oh, I'm heading up to Montana. I'm going to be running into people from here to there.
Up,
and
dude.
I might as well,
take
hand
them up
out
there.
And
absolutely
spread the word of, you know, hard AF.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, we appreciate your support. Again, thank you for being here. If you're at home, you can submit your Drinking Bro of the Week on drinkingbros.com. Obviously, if you send us something like this, you're going to be on the show. I wish you would have left your name over there at drinkingbros.com. We're stocked full of merch. All the merch is up. Got the new hat on right here. These colors don't run today. It was a little chilly at the last minute, so I just grabbed a fucking hoodie in my car, but we've got tons of hoodies up there. We've got the Crime Corner ones up there. We got the new Texas ones over there. Women's clothes. We finally got some clothes for women over there. So finally, you guys have asked. I know we're the dicks, and we have it, even though only 4% of our audience is listening. So, you know, listeners is women. So fuck it.
Yeah.
But head on over there, and then if you just pop in the studio here live in Austin, we'd love to see your smiling face. You can be on the show and give out Drinking Bro of the Week. If you can't, though, just go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star. That helps just the same as well, I promise you, with the advertisers to keep this shit going. Just leave a 5-star and a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. We're over 8,000 now. We're at 8,000 on Spotify. Once we get to 10, I'll shut the fuck up, all right? So just go over there, rate the goddamn show. We love you. We appreciate you tuning in. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.